The crucifixion is where the greatest inconsistencies exist. The Gospels don't even agree on the date. John says the day before Passover. The other three say the day after. Luke described Jesus as meek, a lamb. Matthew goes the other way. For him, Jesus brings not peace, but the sword. Even the Savior's final words varied. Matthew and Mark say it was, my God, why have you forsaken me? Luke says, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. John is even simpler. It is finished. And the tale of the resurrection itself is completely riddled with contradictions. Each gospel has a different version of who went to the tomb and what was found there. And as to Jesus' appearances after the resurrection, none of the accounts agree on any point. If the gospels were entirely consistent, wouldn't they be even more suspect? Malone asked. These books are more than simply inconsistent, Torvaldsen said. They are quite literally four different versions of the word. Could inconsistencies be explained by writers taking liberties with an oral tradition? Torvaldsen nodded. That explanation makes sense. But what compounds its acceptance is that nasty word, faith. You see, to millions, the Gospels are not the oral traditions of radical Jews establishing a new religion, trying to secure converts, recounting their tale with additions and subtractions necessary for their particular time. No. The Gospels are the Word of God, and the resurrection is its keystone. For their Lord to have sent His Son to die for them, and for Him to be physically resurrected and ascend into heaven, that set them far apart from other emerging religions. Malone faced Mark. Did the Templars believe this?
There's an element of Gnosticism to the Templar creed. Knowledge is passed to the brothers in stages, and only the highest in the order know all.
He wanted to know, what do they think of Jesus Christ today?
The Templars look equally to both the Old and New Testaments. In their eyes, the Jewish prophets in the Old Testament predicted the Messiah, and the writers of the New Testament fulfilled those predictions.
It is like the Jews, Torvaldsen said, of whom I may speak since I am one. Christians for centuries have said that Jews failed to recognize the Messiah when he came, which was why God created a new Israel in the form of the Christian church, to take the place of the Jewish Israel.
His blood be upon us and upon our children, Malone muttered, quoting what Matthew had said about the Jews' willingness to accept that blame.
Torvaldsen nodded. That phrase has been used for two millennia as a reason for killing Jews. What could a people expect from God when they'd rejected His own Son as their Messiah? Words that some gospel writer penned, for whatever reason, became the rally cry of murderers.